the streets of LA. Everybody's tuning into radio school.
Horace Brown has discovered how loyal Andre Harrell can be. Here's Diane Blackman with the story.
Horace Brown made the move from Uptown to Motown with Andre Harrell, and being the first artist off the legendary label under the guidance of the new Motown president carries its own bit of pressure. But it looks like Horace Brown doesn't have a thing to worry about. His first single, One for the Money, off his second album, YYY, is soaring up the charts. Hello, I'm Diane Blackman with a Radioscope report on Horace Brown.
We do it. Here
we go.
We do it.
One for the money.
Oh.
Two for the show.
We do it.
Brown came up with a hit single, One for the Money, off the top of his head. Kevin Dean, who produced the track, gave Horace the music and told him to write something to it. Horace says he came up with a catchy hook for the song while he was joking around.
Kevin had the track for me to listen to. See, I got a track I want you to hear. And he played the track for me, and I was vibing, and I was just like, One for the Money, you know. And he was like, laughing at first, because we wasn't going to use that idea, because I thought it was a joke, because I was just singing off the top of my head, but that's the first thing that came out. So I sung it, and I just went from there to the verses, and I was like, yeah, because I know what it's like, because it's where we come from as artists, you know, that we dream, and this is a part of our dream, the money, the show, you know what I'm saying, the after party.
M-O-N-E-Y, it's all good with me. Finally, I can afford the life of luxury. And I remember in the day, Mama had to work so hard just to pay the rent, all the money spent, had to get another job. But now we're living in a
mansion on the hill.
And we sipping on
champagne
and we riding. Yeah. All over the world. You see, we do it.
One for the money.
Oh.
Two for the show.
We do it.
We
here
we go.
We do it.
One for the money.
Oh.
Two for the show.
The Charlotte, North Carolina native who grew up in his father's church never dreamed he'd be an R&B singer. His first love was basketball. But one day, Horace and his homeboys were inspired by BET and other video channels to go into the studio and cut a demo tape.
We went in the studio, and the funny part is, like, we was waiting on the guy to come and play the music. He didn't show up. So I'm sitting around like, oh, man, what are we going to do? So the guy's like, this is your studio time. You can do whatever you want, you know. Time is paid for what you want to do. Want some music? So brought some keyboards out. But to make a long story short, before it was over with, the night was over, I had played all the music. I wrote the song. I sang all the backs, and I sang the lead. And when I got home, I was like, God, I don't believe this. I knew that this was what I was supposed to do in my life.
Through a female dancer Horace knew, Devante from Jodeci got a hold of his demo tape. After that, destiny took its course and he was signed to Uptown Records. His debut album on the label didn't do well commercially, but underground clubs kept him alive. Earlier this year, when Andre Harrell left Uptown to head Motown, he took Horace along with him, which means a lot to the singer.
He asked that I would come, and that made me feel even better, because it had came to a point, I had been with Uptown for 3 years, and it was time for something to happen. You know, something was going to give or take. I'm so thankful for what he's done for me as far as bringing me and showing me that he believed in me. I think he got great plans for the future of Motown, and I think that he is the one that can do it. And I'm just glad that he was able to bring me this.
Show.
Do it.
Money.
John Harris's album, Sean Puffy Combs, Dave Jam Hall, and Devante Swing all produce cuts. Sometimes artists run into problems where the producers get more recognition than they do. But Harris says the difference with him is that he did all the writing on his album.
It's different when you write your material because you're really talking about things that you feel or things that I write about, things that I write about or things that have happened in my personal life experiences and, you know, and what I've seen.
I'm on fire in the face of your love and sorrow and desire. I want to get freaky, discreetly, behind closed doors. Let me love you down completely, and to satisfy, I won't deny. There ain't nothing I won't try. Hickey's on your neck, hickey's on your thigh. Not afraid to explore below your navel. Baby, I'm willing.
On Uptown, Harris's underground hit was called Taste Your Love. He's re-recorded that song and others for his current project. And Harris has dedicated his YYY album to a special person.
I dedicate this work that I'm doing to my brother who I lost 3 years ago. And it was the hardest thing that I've ever had to deal with because we were so close, man. You know, I miss him. I wish he was around right now, you know, and he can see, you know, what his little brother turned out to do, you know, or be.
Harris is currently putting the finishing touches on his album, which is set to drop sometime in June. With a Radioscope report on Horace Brown, I'm Diane Blackman.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get the honeys. Here we go.